Relationship rehab. Other people's problems, your advice.
Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, if you are having an issue, anything in your life, you can email us. Just go to madtownjams.com, look for Marco and Krista, and then just give us a little note. Let us know what's going on in your life. We'll read it here on Relationship Rehab, and then everybody will join in and try to help you out.
Kumbaya.
Yeah, 321-0931. That's the number to call. We need your help on this specific problem. We got an email here from Maria in Madison who says, "Hey, Marco and Krista, I'm having a small get-together at my house for my daughter's birthday party. And I'm inviting my entire family. My brother is dating a girl that nobody likes." The old brother dating the girl that nobody likes routine. "I want my brother there, of course, but this girl is so obnoxious. She dresses like a prostitute. She uses really foul language, and she's always criticizing my brother right in front of everyone. How do I get my brother to realize that this girl is wrong for him and making it tough on the whole family? I really don't know how to deal with her at my party. Thank you, Maria from Madison." So, maybe you've been in a situation like this, and then maybe it's been a boy or a girl, doesn't really matter, where somebody in your family is dating somebody that obviously doesn't get along with everybody else. How do you handle that situation?
And this is a kid's birthday party?
It just says my daughter's birthday party, so I'm assuming that's all we have here. But I don't know. To me, it's hard because you have this family dynamic. But what do you think? 321-0931. Let us know. Krista, what do you think in a situation? She's got this party coming up. Nobody likes the brother's girlfriend, but she doesn't. She wants her brother to be there, but she's not really sure how to
do it. Well, depending on the age, if the child is young, maybe this could be an educational lesson, because since she looks like a prostitute and all these other bad things, you could bring her and teach all the kids what not to date.
I mean,
it could be simple as that.
Yeah.
And then everyone will love you.
Do you have any good advice?
Other than that advice, I would just have a serious conversation with your brother and make him understand, like, hey, this is my kid's birthday. I don't want, people to be fighting. I don't need the stress of our family.
So what if the brother doesn't? She wants her brother to come.
I know. But don't bring the lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you're going to have a big problem with your brother, probably.
Well, that's why I was saying, she doesn't want all this stress. Could he respect that, for this one event? Because the family obviously doesn't like her.
Yeah, because, then you have a riff with your brother, and then it's like, well, if you don't like my people that I'm with, and you don't like me,
my people?
Girlfriend, you don't like my wife. I mean, I'm sure it happens all the time.
Oh, yeah. People just don't admit it, usually.
Yeah. 321-0931. Pamela, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my God. I love you guys.
Aw, you're sweet. Thank you.
You are the sweetest. All right. So what do you think Maria should do? She's got a problem with her brother dating somebody that the family doesn't get along with.
Okay. I think she needs to chill out. I mean, seriously, who is she to decide who her brother should date? This girl can dress however she wants. I dress however I want, and that means that I'm confident and I'm happy. And whoever likes me for that likes me, and who doesn't, they don't.
So you're saying just leave the girl alone and let the brother make his own decisions?
Alone, so a curse here and there, like kids don't hear curses, honestly, who is she to decide who her brother dates, really?
Yeah, I mean, I guess one of the things is, if you're going to be at a family function, though, and they want you to, and there's kids and stuff running around, you might not want to curse.
No, you want to spell out those curse words.
Okay,
spell.
All right, so maybe she can work on the cursing, in front of kids, but otherwise, why can't she curse? I curse. I'd curse right now, but you'd probably hang up on me.
No.
Why can't she curse?
Yeah, no, well, I mean.
And I think it's a little harsh to call her a prostitute because of the way she dresses.
Yeah.
I think that's a little harsh.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, maybe this Maria person, maybe she just doesn't look that good and she's just jealous. Maybe she, I don't know, who knows?
Yeah. Well, definitely, that's why we do relationship rehab, and she will take all the criticism, I'm sure, and all the help that she can get. So thanks for calling.
Yay.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, you got it. 321-0931. What do you think?
Hey, are we sure that the girl you guys just talked to isn't the chick that Marie is talking about?
Oh, my God.
It might be.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I think personally, I think if it's Maria's kid's party, I think she should have final say so. I mean, I'm grown. If somebody was cussing around my kids and dressing like a thot, I wouldn't want them at my kid's birthday party either, regardless whose parents they were.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the language. I have kids too, so I mean, you got to curb that. I mean, it is tough to tell.
Kids are impressionable, way too impressionable these days. I mean,
but if your brother had a girlfriend that wasn't acting correctly, I mean, you'd have a hard time just telling him not to bring her around, right?
Oh no, I just let him know. and like my wife, if she got to swearing and like acting stupid and like showing stuff, my wife would just hit her in the face with a snowball every time she started doing something stupid.
Well,